Hello, and welcome to the Talion Threat Intel Weekly Podcast for the week commencing the 13th of November, 2023. In InfoSec news this week, the US Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, has added to its catalogue of known exploited vulnerabilities, or the KEV, three security issues which affect Microsoft devices, a Sophos product, and an enterprise solution from Oracle. The KEV catalogue contains flaws confirmed to be exploited by hacker groups in attacks and serves as a repository for vulnerabilities which companies all over should treat with priority. The agency is urging federal agencies to apply available security updates for the three issues before December the 7th. The three vulnerabilities being tracked are as follows. CVE-2023-36584 is a Mark of the Web or MOTW security feature bypass on Microsoft Windows. CVE-2023-1671 is a command injection vulnerability in Sophos web appliances following remote code execution. And CVE-2020-2551 is an unspecified vulnerability in Oracle Fusion middleware, allowing an unauthenticated attacker with network access via IIOP to compromise the WebLogic server. Microsoft did address CVE-2023-36584 in the October 2023 Patch Tuesday bundle of security updates. However, it was not flagged as actively exploited in the disclosure, and at the time of writing, it's still marked as non-exploited. The critical flaw in Sophos web appliance, fixed on April the 4th, is identified as CVE-2023-1671 and has a severity score of 9.8, and it can lead to remote code execution and affects versions of the software before 4.3.10. It's worth noting that Sophos web appliance reached end of life on July the 20th and no longer receives any type of updates. The company therefore notified customers that they should migrate to Sophos firewall web protection as a matter of priority if not already done so. A set of novel attack methods has been demonstrated against Google Workspace and the Google Cloud Platform, which could potentially be leveraged by threat actors to conduct ransomware, data exfiltration, and password recovery attacks. Quote, starting from a single compromised machine, threat actors could theoretically progress in several ways. They could move to other cloned machines with GCPW installed, gain access to the cloud platform with custom permissions, or decrypt locally stored passwords in order to continue their attack beyond the Google ecosystem, according to the Technical Solutions Director at Bitdefender. A prerequisite for these attacks is that the bad actor has already gained access to a local machine through other means, prompting Google to mark this bug as not eligible for fixing. Quote, since it's outside of our threat model and the behavior is in line with Chrome's practices of storing local data. However, as part of the initial disclosure, the Romanian cybersecurity firm has warned that the threat actors can exploit such gaps in order to extend a single endpoint compromise to a network-wide breach. The attack, in a nutshell, would rely on an organization's use of Google Credential Provider for Windows, or GCPW, which offers both mobile device management and single sign-on capabilities. This enables administrators to remotely manage and control Windows devices within their Google Workspace environments, as well as allowing users to access their Windows devices using the same credentials which are used to log into their Google accounts. GCPW is designed to use a local privileged service account named Google Accounts and ID Administration to seamlessly facilitate the process in the background by connecting to Google APIs and verifying a user's credentials during the sign-in step and storing a refresh token to remove the need for re-authentication. With this setup in place, an attacker with access to a compromised machine can extract an account's refresh zero auth tokens either from the Windows registry or from the user's Chrome profile directory and therefore bypass multi-factor authentication protections for said account. And VMware have disclosed a critical and unpatched authentication bypass vulnerability affecting Cloud Director appliance deployments. Cloud Director enables VMware admins to manage their organization's cloud services as part of virtual data centers, or VDCs. The authentication bypass security flaw only affects appliances running VCD Appliance 10.5, which were previously upgraded from an older release. The company has also added that CVE-2023-34060 does not impact fresh VCD Appliance 10.5 installs, Linux deployments, and other appliances. Unauthenticated attackers can remotely exploit this flaw in low-complexity attacks which do not require user interaction. Quote, on an upgraded version of VMware Cloud Director Appliance 10.5, a malicious actor with network access to the appliance could bypass login restrictions when authenticating on port 22 or port 5480. according to a report by VMware. This bypass, however, is not present on port 443. On new installations of the Cloud Director Appliance 10.5, the bypass is not present, and while VMware does not have a patch for the critical authentication bypass at current, company has provided admins with a temporary workaround until security updates are fully rolled out as part of a knowledge base article. Thank you very much for listening to the Tally and Threat Intel Weekly Podcast. Please do not hesitate to contact us about any of the items outlined here, and thank you very much for listening.